The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I know lots of students looking forward to the summer and the end of the academic year, but they won't be long off before they are back. And with that, issues will arise to do with accommodation and funding and what have you. Jenny Maguire is the Student Union President in Trinity College, and she is with me. Jenny, what concerns have you about the resumption of academics in September?
I mean, this time last year, the same fight and same rush to get accommodation was happening, but the improvements of it have not been delivered to students. 86% of the market is private student accommodation, and we find that students in private accommodation are some of the most unhappy and the most underserved of those in higher education. I mean, we have students who are paying upwards of €1,200 a month for their rent, for the equivalent of a glorious box room. We have students who are paying that amount not because they have the means to, but because fundamentally there are no other options. People are starting to look for their accommodation right now. Well, they should be, because that is what we would recommend. And if they are lucky enough to get those beds, then we are still seeing the same scams come ahead, the same stuff we talk about every year, and there's not been any real fix for it.
So people like me who were in college many, many years ago would have had a completely different, you know, accommodation experience. We were all kind of piled into these houses and there was far too many people sleeping in them. And we've seen the proliferation around all of our cities of purpose-built student accommodation, much more than exists today than did then. So what do you say to people like that, people of my vintage, who wonder why there is a problem when there's so much more accommodation? There seems to be.
Well, there seems to be, yes, but those are private accommodations that are completely unaffordable for the vast majority of students. I mean, the majority of students are commuting from all around the country, from Sligo, from Belfast, from Wexford, spending 6 hours plus a day coming into college every day. And there's a lot more college places now. There are so many other so many ways for people to get involved in, you know, their right to education, but it is often that right to education that is had to put above their safety, their well-being, and their right to accommodation as well.
Yeah, so the shortcomings, the trade-off we had was that it was cheaper to live the
Absolutely.
Way we did. 70 quid a week. That's how much we paid.
Oh my goodness.
€70 a week to live in
anywhere.
Fernhurst Terrace in Cork back in the day, but not so anymore. James Lawless is with us as well, who's Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science at Fianna Fáil TD as well for Kildare North. Minister, I'd wager lots of people in your constituency who fall into that category that Jenny mentions, people commuting in and out to Dublin and what have you. Do you accept there's a shortage of affordable accommodation?
Well, those students commuting in and out to Dublin could have my own daughter, so yes, very acutely aware of the college of the situation. So look, of course, we need to do a lot more. So there's a couple of things going on. I suppose student accommodation traditionally has been something that took its place in behind maybe the private accommodation market and behind, you know, as Jenny was saying, competing with everybody else for the same scarce resource. And one thing that I moved to do, only a few months obviously in the role, but I'm trying to carve out a new student accommodation strategy. Say we need to have purpose-built, dedicated student accommodation. How are we going to do that? What does that look like? What is the specification? What is the model? Can we come up with a sort of standardized design, the way we build secondary schools, the way we build primary schools, so that every college and every campus isn't starting from scratch? So that's something I hope to publish this summer.
Minister, would that necessitate new builds? Is that what you're talking about there? That they would
it's not going to deliver beds for September. So you know, we're talking about something that's going to take a while.
But even allowing for that, there'd be an economy of scale argument there. So that would reduce some of the cost.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we know it's kind of cost prohibitive to build up and to build apartments, which is what we're ultimately talking about. There's no way to make them cheap without some sort of subsidy, is there?
Well, they will be subsidised almost entirely. So the state's going to pay for a lot of this. And the higher education institutes are going to pay for some of it as well. But, you know, the same way as we deliver educational campuses, including school buildings and college buildings all over the country already. But I suppose it's more about time to get there. But in addition to that, we've put $100 million on the table for what we call the short-term activation fund. So the idea behind that is to say, to look around and say, what colleges have sites ready to go? We found a number of colleges put their hands up in the last few months and said, yes, we have some projects ready to go. So Maynooth has taken that and ran with it. There's 116 beds coming on stream minutes for the September. DCU and UCD both have also put in proposals. They're going to their governing boards, I think, in the next couple of weeks, probably in both cases, to get close to 800 beds between them into the system. The target is to get 1,000 beds delivered quickly through that 100 million activation fund. So there's, I suppose, a twin track. One is to deliver 1,000 additional beds. Two is to have a student accommodation standardised design.
Yeah.
And actually, thirdly, digs. It might seem old-fashioned, but they're still very popular. And invariably, when people ask me questions about particular colleges or particular areas and say, look, there's a shortage of beds, and I totally get that there are and agree that there are, but there's very often digs accommodation available in those areas. There's a digs register online. People can go and search their own areas. We've also promoted a licensing model where we're saying to people, digs has traditionally been somewhat informal. It's not a contract, it's not a lease type situation. But we've drawn up a standard license that suits both the digs owner and then the digs tenant and said, look, this is something you might want to adopt and use for your situation.
And in terms of that provision, that kind of state provision or that college provision of accommodation, do all the big third level universities have space to do that?
Well, I suppose we've asked them to canvas their own environments, see what they have. We can see what kind of sites they have. Some colleges do. Some colleges have quite established. So Trinity has Dartry Hall. That's up and running for many, many years. They obviously have on-site campus as well. UCD has found site within the precinct. DCU, I understand, is similar. Maynooth is similar. Sligo recently bought 16 acres for student accommodation purposes down in ATU. So there's some sites, some campuses are acquiring land. Some already have it.
Yeah.
That is part of the jigsaw.
If it were a case that a third level institution came back and said, listen, we don't have the space, would you be willing to look at other land in possession of the state or other state agencies that are maybe within commutable distance or along public transport links?
So I suppose what I'm saying, all options are on the table where there is a cost effective mechanism to deliver quality student accommodation in the vicinity of a college where it's needed. We're certainly up for looking at that. But the standard design will allow us to get economies of scale, a common procurement model, the same architectural approach. Mm. And rather than starting in from scratch every single time, we'll actually have, you know, and that's what we do for schools. If you look at new secondary schools over the last decade, you'll find pretty much a standard design. You know, you can go small, medium or large. But that makes a lot of sense because you do architecture once, you do your procurement, and then off you go and build your accommodation. But I suppose, look, to be honest, there's not a short-term fix to this. The 100 million activation fund is delivering beds, and the target is to get to 1,000 over the next 12 months, starting this September. But there's going to take a multi-strand approach. And that's why things like digs are an option. And that's why we're doing things on transport as well. So the student leap card, in my previous role, I was in transport. And we promoted public transport and student leap cards, young adult leap cards. I kept on cutting the cost of those to make it more affordable for students to get to college every day.
Okay. Jenny, are you encouraged by those plans?
I think definitely I would share the view of the minister that there needs to be a long-term solution. But as the minister mentioned, Dartry Hall there, Trinity applied for funding for that in 2020, and 5 years later, there's been no movement on it. The vast majority of accommodation, 90%+ costs over €840 a month, which is unaffordable for so many students. What we need is a new direction, a new radical take for housing for students in order to facilitate our great natural resource of education in this country.
But would you describe what he described there as radical, as this kind of identikit bills on land owned by the universities or other state-owned land adjacent to the universities? Not a quick fix, but maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the line, we could be on the other side of this crisis.
Well, I still see that as a medium fix that doesn't address the real issue of the problem. You know, it is the underfunding of the higher education sector. Universities often run their own accommodation and use it as means to fill gaps in budgets from the higher education sector. And we saw in UCD accommodation for 10 plus K a year not even for the whole year, for the 9 months. The likes of digs has been brought up as a short-term solution. Students don't have rights in their digs. They don't have a right to privacy. They could be evicted at a moment's notice. You know, this is not the fixes what people need. It's a quick plaster over issues that have been going on for decades now.
Minister, is third level education underfunded in this country?
Yes, and I'm fixing it already. I'm a new minister. I've already secured cabinet approval to spend 1.5 billion from the National Training Fund That will include around £150 million per annum additional funding to our higher education institutions. So you're listening, people will be familiar with the CASA's report a number of years ago, identified there was a funding gap that was reinforced with funding the future and new study. I've committed to office, I'll tackle that. I've committed £150 million per annum to the colleges to bridge that gap, being very well received across the board in the institutions. It's badly needed. I very much want to do that. That requires legislation, which I've started my team on drafting, which I very much hope to bring through this year through the Dáil, so that funding can begin to flow from next year onwards. In terms of, Jenny said Diggs was a short-term fix. It's around as long as I can remember. And I appreciate there's different options for different people, and some may not prefer it, but there are quite a number of people. So actually, increasingly over the last couple of years, since the department started marketing it and raising awareness of it, and working with Diggs providers, and Diggs users to come up with things like a standard licensing agreement. Now, it's optional. They don't have to take it, but many, many do take it and use it and find it helpful. So there are people that find it very a welcome option. But really, I always think in any issue with scarcity, the more supply you can put into the system, the better. Diggs is one option amongst others.
The CASA's report recommended kind of three different funding options. It was fully public, maintain the registration fee and increase the level of state intervention, or a student loan scheme. Have you a preference as to which one the state pursues?
If I did, it would be immaterial because the system has decided. So I'm not going to go reinvent things. So the system has decided in recent years, and it set forth that the publicly funded higher education system is what we're going to do. So that is exactly what I'm going to do. That's in the programme for government. That's what I'm doing. That's why I've unlocked $1.5 billion for the National Training Fund. And not only that, but Jenny made a point there that our
education... Is that the system you prefer? Are you happy with that?
It's the system that we're running with. And I think that education is a public good. Education is something that should be supported. And education should be supported by state support, including financial. Mm. So that's very much something I'm committed to. I'm probably going to commit more money to the higher education sector than any minister in the history of the state, because I have a very ambitious plan over the next 5 years. If I get to serve for that long, I hope and pray to hold office in this role.
Yeah.
But I'm also investing in research. I'm investing in innovation. I'm also in things like apprenticeships, things like tertiary degrees. Yeah. So many people would be worrying about the points, naturally. You know, the CEO is a difficult process to navigate. It puts a lot of stress on students.
Yeah, and not to cut across, but we actually talked about apprenticeships earlier in the show today.
In the short term, though,
I mean, a lot of the stuff you talked about there, not to knock any of it, but I mean, they're long term, they're medium to long term plans. There will be an awful lot of kids commuting in September. You'd accept that, wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah.
Jenny, what can we do for them?
And what we can do for them is, first of all, I mean, public transport, it of course affects, you know, especially for students with disabilities. So often on our websites, it says that certain stations, certain bus routes have accessible measures put into them, but that's not the case. Those students, we need greater mental health support. We find that from various surveys that we've done, that students who commute longer have greater mental health difficulties because they're unable to engage with social lives and the social side of college and nightlife, especially because the nightlife economy, you know, if your bus is LAF bus, is at 10 p.m, you can't really engage with it.
Jenny Maguire, who's the Student Union President in Trinity, and James Lawless, who's the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science Minister. And Jenny, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.